Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
Go ahead, check it one more time.
Check, 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 check.
I'm here.
All right.
He's queer.
There we go.
And you ain't shit. No, that ain't going in.
What?
Why not? Come on, Barney shirt. Word to mother, B.
Oh, I got it. All right, cool. And we back. Oh. Fuck all that.
Fake ass back.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You think you're a professional down here? You used to always be, let me get a countdown.
Let me get a countdown.
Now I try to get a whole ass nigga a countdown. He wanna fucking just cut me off.
Look, just cause both y'all went to Philly, y'all ain't getting hard off of that.
Nah, nigga, please. We're the white people.
Oh,
exactly. Damn. Except for when we'll get into it.
Okay. But yeah, we back. Papi Chico here, Frio here, and Godfather here. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up?
What did it do?
Shit. How y'all doing? How y'all doing mentally?
Good.
Mentally?
I'm cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Physically.
What about you, man?
I'm good mentally, you know, a little bit. The got to plan a baby shower now, so.
You be all right, man. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, you
got like you about to plan a wedding or something. It's a baby shower. It ain't much to do.
Yeah. It's three of us.
You got to get a venue.
What do you mean?
You have a venue already, right?
No,
that's
we
most
don't.
Of the headache.
No, that's the headache right now.
But oh, usually, so you don't
I
have
mean,
a venue?
Not yet.
But usually, you can get somebody. I'm pretty sure there's like one of your sister-in-laws or something.
Yeah,
who
wants
to plan it.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But no.
But you don't really gotta. I mean, it's not really much to it.
Yeah.
Just figure out what you want to eat.
Stop overthinking.
Get a cake. And that's it.
Look, you
like,
need
more
finger
yams,
food. Right? Finger food games. Music, and that's it.
You know, you got your traditional, you use the toilet paper to guess the, like, how big she is.
Oh, wow.
Like so you give out toilet paper,
you have to guess how much of the toilet paper
it takes to wrap around her stomach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got the baby bottle chug where you get your...
And they got to taste the baby food too.
No. Well, that's a different one. Yeah, but like, no, you just take a baby bottle and you fill it with like apple juice or something like that, and then they race drinking, see who could finish the juice fastest out of the bottle.
You know, Meech gonna win.
Oh, at my brother's baby shower, I had a knife in my pocket and I just cut
it. What you got a knife for at a baby shower?
I keep a knife on me, man. Don't ask questions. But yeah, I just cut the nipple off.
Something wrong with that.
I know, man. Anyway, how was y'all weekend?
The actual weekend, mm-hmm. Worked hard as fuck.
About to say.
Outside was finally open in D.C., so a nigga had to work till 3 in the morning.
Mm.
Yeah, it was insane. Insane. I've never had to pat down so many people by myself for that long in my life.
They still wearing masks?
Fuck no.
You really asked that question. These motherfuckers didn't want to wear masks when you're supposed to wear masks.
Exactly. Now everybody vaccinated.
Supposedly.
Exactly. I was in there nodding like a dope fiend.
Yeah. I said, you good? He said, I'm good. I'm like, this nigga is about to fall asleep standing up.
Oh, shit.
But that's because, like, I don't know. I don't know who that DJ y'all had that day that for downstairs, but he wasn't all that great. Like, towards the end, you could tell that nigga ran out of music. I was like, what the fuck is
actually, it was Kid Fresh, and she was just, like, tired as fuck, too. Because she told me, she was like, I was waiting for y'all to cut the lights on for, like, an hour.
Mm. Yeah. Like, end of the night came out, it was like, then the basketball games was over.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that later. Because it's who's playing tonight?
The Celtics are currently getting slaughtered by Joe Harris and the Nets.
That's yeah, we'll get into that later. But no.
How was your weekend?
It was cool. Family from Vegas came through and we just kicked it for the weekend. I think it was Friday. We were supposed to hang out Saturday, but nah. Then yeah, Sunday we drank again.
You blacked out, didn't you?
No. You know, I've learned from my ways.
This time he stopped when his nose started bleeding.
Exactly. Nah, just cooled it with them. And then I don't know how we got to this story, but it was me and my cousin. We were just talking about like baby wipes, like you know how you wipe yourself. Mm-hmm. He was like,
"Do you wipe down or up?"
No, it's not even. He was like, "All right, so if you got shit on your arm, you don't use the toilet paper and then just you'll just wipe it and that's it."
Yeah, that makes it worse.
Exactly. Yeah. You use something wet to wipe it off, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So people out here walking around dirty with the toilet papers just wiping and that's it.
We've established that people are just dirty in general.
I mean, it's been years though. Like, some people are not going to change. I use the wipes, but I'm just saying, yeah, like, but some people are just not going to change. So
it's safe to say those that's walking around with the shitty mud butts is the colonizers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
invented dude wipes.
They did?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, they said, I mean, I don't know. Money-wise, some people aren't going to make that switch.
Mm. I should have brought wipes today, fine.
Oh, God.
I'm about to show you this. So, I'm at work, right?
I'm tired of the shitty booty videos.
I'm at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of the so-called shift.
Uh-huh.
I get to my little area first, the first hour. Like, all right, cool. I start to feel a little bubble. Like,
oh, God.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
I don't know if I can hold it, so I'll pull over, right? Get me a little bag. Go in the bag.
That was so nasty.
I had no wipes, though, so I used the water.
Oh, God.
Took me another plastic.
Good, he made a bidet.
Took me another plastic bag, put water, and, you know, wipe myself off. Got me my own homemade wipes, fam. Look at this picture, fam.
I don't want to see that. That's the nastiest
shit I've ever seen.
So whoever's in the dumpster in the little, where I'm working at, they about to be mad as shit. Them garbage men.
I'll whoop your ass if that was garbage.
Sick bastard.
I know.
So, I got two things. One, it was a video where, like, because it happens a lot when you work in restaurants that, like, homeless people go behind your restaurant, like, next to your trash can and shit. So, the dude, I guess, like, the surveillance camera saw the guy go back there to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they had it set up was, like, the guy opened the door and, like, squished the dude behind the door and made him pick the shit up with his bare hands.
Oh, no, that's fucking crazy.
God damn.
But that shit was hilarious. And then it's another video going around of, it's a young guy, young black guy. He's at a cookout. He got white drawers on. He beating his feet. His pants sagging.
And he got the doo-doo stain.
He got the doo-doo stains in his crack.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, y'all got to do better.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all be out here trying to wear these Nike Pro compression shorts as drawers.
And your butthole. And you got your butthole dirty and you sweating.
Exactly. You got the dirty
leaking.
Crack.
It's
terrible.
That was my weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My weekend consisted of nodding off at the club and washing cars.
That's pretty good right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did go to Philly Monday and Tuesday, so, you know. You want to tell the Uber story?
Oh, yeah. We tried to watch it. Like, we got there a little late in the afternoon, evening, I guess you could say. So, we, like, when we get there, we chilling. Like, we get to the, get to our room, put the shit in the room. They be like, all right, the game about to come on at 10. So, let's try to find you know, like a sports bar.
Right.
First off, we went to
went to the Rocky Steps first.
Yeah. The who?
The Rocky statue.
Oh, Rocky Steps.
And Rocky statue.
Walked up them long ass steps.
Them big goofy ass steps. I don't know what the
God fuck. God damn, on. like that shit, the movie does not do it justice. How many steps it is.
But you know, me and my brother.
Much? Yes.
Yeah. But me and my brother had a conversation. It's like, actually, they made Rocky in DMV and he ran up the steps to the Lincoln Memorial, he would have been way more tired.
I don't know. It seemed like the same.
Nah.
Nah, that's
because
shit was,
it's like,
dude, we were breathing hard by the time we got to the top.
But the Lincoln Memorial got like more steps and they're like steeper. They're like a regular staircase.
Yeah.
Them joints was kind of like exaggerated.
It was longer. It's longer step cake. Oh, shit.
It still was crazy.
That's just ridiculous. But yeah.
And then you can see like the whole like downtown City Hall. That was City Hall we're looking at, right?
Yeah.
All that shit.
Nice little
top
view.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream truck was out there making a killing.
But nobody there.
any places for food?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
But
so,
we gotta tell the Uber story after we watched
that's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so after we left the Rocky Steps, we were like looking for a sports bar to go watch the game, probably get like some little wings, something like that. And we Googled, like everything was saying that it closed at like 10 o'clock. The game ain't start until 10. So we was like, shit, well, that ain't going to help. And then we seen one that said that they closed at 2. So we ordered the Uber. He takes us there, drops us off, but the joint is closed. So he just dropped us off in the middle of North Philly, like in the hood.
Ooh.
And just rolled out like he like shit. I ain't about to stay around.
He like, didn't even speak English though. He was like an Asian dude.
He knew what he was doing.
No. He didn't speak English. Oh, I asked him a question. I said, "What side of Philly is?" And he's like, "You stop here?" I was like, "No."
I was just like, "Fuck it, said fuck it." He just tried to drop us off anywhere. So he dropped us off, and I'm like we're sitting there for a minute, like looking on our phones. I'm like, nigga, let's start walking, cause we. I'm like, we looking like sitting ducks, just standing there. They was like, "Look, what the fuck going on with them two niggas?"
Exactly.
Like, I had on a red shirt. He had on a red hoodie, so they would have been like.
And I had on shorts.
Ooh.
This nigga gang banging.
What up?
Then it was this Hispanic chick with this fucking loud ass car.
Like, yeah, dog. I mean, I've never heard speakers that loud. We heard her from like four blocks away.
Nice.
And she just drive around the neighborhood.
Exactly.
In a Civic.
No, it wasn't no Civic. Don't be stereotypical. It wasn't no Civic. It was something. It wasn't a Civic though. But we were like, damn, the speaker was loud.
The speaker was loud. Like it sounded like the speakers were outside of her car.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like the music playing inside the car. Like you could hear the words like clearly.
It's like there's no way she could hear ever in her life because that music way too loud.
Goodness.
So we walked like four blocks.
Yeah, and found another little sports bar joint, but
and the joint was locked. The door was locked.
What time was this?
It had to be like 11. No,
yeah,
10:30.
No, yeah, it was like 10:30 because the second game, the game didn't even start yet when we got in there.
Yeah, it was still the Bucks game.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's like the dude was like, "Oh yeah, I'm calling somebody right now." When we got there, the door like all the doors are locked. So we see a guy standing there. We like, "Damn, they closed." He like, "Nah, I'm about to call somebody, give them to open the door. I don't know why they do this shit." But you know exactly why they do this shit. The
they probably be running in their joints. And our waitress was big bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
She was from Boston, but she was like, she said Ecuadorian?
Nah, Honduran.
Honduran.
Mm.
Honduras.
It was like, she's like, "I don't even like it here. I live in Jersey." I was like, "The fuck you doing
here? The fuck she doing?"
Well, it's North Philly, so it's not that far.
Not that far.
But like, it was like, it was cool, you know. They had the barriers. They were serving hookah. We were like the only black people with us and the other guy.
So that's the other funny thing, because we was asking.
Our first Uber
We asked driver. Our first Uber. We was like, well, you know, like, where's, like, some sports bars around here that's, like, not going to have us be the only black people in there? So he told us that street or whatever.
Yeah.
That's how we ended up trying to, like, looking at the other one, too. Mm-hmm. Then we ended up being the only two black people in.
But it was all Latinos.
Latinos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was cool.
They'll play three reggaeton songs, then like a
one
Jay-Z
trap song.
they played
a lot. We heard shit that we haven't heard in DC in a long time.
Exactly. Like, they playing like State Property.
State Property.
And like
they play fucking Memphis Bleak. Yeah. They played
Beanie Siegel.
Yeah, they played a bunch of shit, a bunch of Rockefeller.
Then it was like reggaeton songs with Chris Brown. It was like,
yeah, like that songs that we ain't never heard before.
Like that sound, that voice sounds familiar.
I was like, Chris Brown doing anything. Right. Doing reggaeton.
Damn.
Man.
All kinds of shit.
That was North Philly.
Yeah.
Ain't that supposed to be like hood or something?
Man, I think the whole that whole shit is hood. They have the worst fucking roads I've ever seen.
Was that the one we was there last time? That was North Philly?
That was Center City.
Oh.
That was like the middle of Philly. But like the alleyways are tiny.
Yeah.
Streets look like alleyways.
Oh, yeah, no. And alleyways look like it's
like
no
you
way
couldn't even get a car see in between the alleys. And then like
and the then roads they park all hella unpaid illegal.
I think they all park like that. They that's how they're supposed to park.
I'm talking about the fact that like you're not supposed to like if there's a stop sign, you're not supposed to be parked right there. Yeah. Like you can't even see the cross street because somebody is parked right at the edge of the street.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then like a little some
and
of
nobody
them
ever really stops at a stop sign. Them like, motherfuckers roll into the stop and just keep it moving.
And some of the cars were like just even hanging out a little bit to the point where it's like I feel like one turn with you in the truck, you had to like turn and back up a little bit to make the turn.
Yeah,
it was that like skinny.
Yeah,
damn.
But then like the trash people, motherfuckers just tossing the trash can, exactly, trash bags in the truck while cars are driving past. Like this nigga got aimed.
These pros.
But the
carry out story.
Oh yeah, the carry out story. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we came back from the bar because the bar was closing at midnight. We thought it was 2, but it closed at midnight.
And
so
they didn't serve food.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's like you could order Grubhub and eat get it here.
I'm like, y'all keep the doors. Y'all keep the doors locked. How the fuck they gonna get it? How they gonna bring us the food? You got the doors locked. We go outside to get the food now. You done locked us the fuck back
exactly
out.
Exactly. With a tab.
But my like, card in there.
But like. So we was like, we got to find something to eat. So mm-hmm. We go to the little Chinese place. So I order some wings and fries. He ordered some wings and fries. And some nigga come in fucking
just fucked
fried
up.
Like, yeah. I don't even know what the fuck like, he was couldn't even off of.
Like, he came in the joint, could barely stand up. He's like almost, like, he's standing up and laying down on the counter at the same time.
Yeah.
He don't know how to pronounce the food that he's trying to order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he'll order it. And then he'll be like, how you say it? He's like, I'm fucked up. And he was like, she's not fucked up. She's super sober.
No, then the girl done that was taking the order had to be like 12.
Oh, my God.
I was
God
like, that is a child. It's 2:00 in the morning. What is going on?
Child labor laws, nice, man.
But like,
them niggas was hilarious.
Them niggas
though
was super dumb funny. And then they was selling, like, that joint sold cigarettes, dice.
At the girl.
Dominoes. Yeah.
Tampax. Like, that joint had everything.
It was a whole corner store, like a bodega.
Was it called Danny's Yums?
No.
It was something Lee's.
So stupid.
It was like China Lee's or something like that. Oh,
yeah, but it was like, it was kind of crazy. It was just like, these niggas, it was like, where we're staying at was not far from Drexel.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like seeing all these white people when we got there. I don't know where all these black people came from. Because it was like 5 cars like
exactly
outside. And it was all
they
just
had their music blasting like shit, yeah, too. They was partying like shit, too.
I was like, what the fuck?
Like,
one
they didn't
was
even
like,
party.
I need a dollar. Nigga was like, I got a dollar for you. He's like, I'll make sure you good. You good? Because like the dude that was fucking up was outside talking. I guess they knew each other. He said something. He's like, hey, man, you a wild dude. He said something wild to us. Like, yo, that's not something you say to another man. So I was like, man, I just want to get. Because at first, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, man, I hope these niggas don't try to rob this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time, and then when he started talking, it's like we felt at home.
Because
It was just kind of like some shit you would see here.
Right.
We ended up talking about the basketball games with Dane with the one dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Shit was kind
of
funny.
It was like fucking weird out of nowhere.
Yeah, Philly's very random.
But it made me be like, damn. Because at first, it eased our minds, though, because at first we was like, man, I hope this food ain't fucking nasty, this mm-hmm. and that, da 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 da. And then they came in that drunk ordering like shit. We was like, damn, maybe I should have got some regular ass curry. We just order wings and fries, being like, they can't fuck that up.
Yeah.
That nigga came in that joint ordering all types of shit. Yeah, egg rolls and
oh, the typical Chinese food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit that I ain't even never heard nobody order. He was a Singapore Mei Fung some shit.
He knew the whole name.
No, seriously,
no, that's what he was struggling to say though. Yeah. And she was teaching him how to fucking order it. But I was just like, damn, I ain't never even heard of that. Yeah, I wonder what that shit tastes like now.
So how was it compared to their chicken compared to ours?
Not the same, because they don't have mama sauce.
But what I will say is I feel like the chicken was like actually seasoned.
Yeah.
Like, so okay. It's like, even though it didn't have mumbo sauce, it was like it was completely flavorless.
Mm.
She could have put a little more ketchup on my fries.
Okay. We had to put ketchup on the fries. I wanted the mumbo sauce. I was like, y'all got mumbo sauce? She looked at me like, what the fuck is that? I was like, true.
I wasn't going to fucking try it anyway. Right.
Damn.
I would have tried it because, hey, fuck, what if it was good? I was like, y'all got no sauce. We have ketchup and mustard. I was like, just put some ketchup on the fries. Fuck.
So how was the sights?
We saw the Rocky statue. We went to Love Park. He can't take pictures for shit.
Whatever, but, my pictures is fine.
Pictures trash. But we did that. And then we went to, what's the steak, the cheesesteak place?
Oh, Pat's.
Pat's cheesesteak, supposed to be like the original place. It was good.
Ain't it across the it's like
Gino's
right across. We didn't go to Gino's.
Okay.
Cause after we ate, it was like 10:30, right?
Yeah, it was early as shit.
Early as fuck. Cause we had to get up and we had things to do. Yeah. So we went there and we got to join. Like literally, I bought one for my coworker who lives in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So two cheesesteaks was like $25.
Wow. Is it worth that much?
Yeah.
Like is it? I mean,
for the one,
you don't eat beef, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That joint's fine.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
and like I good thing I went online because they like the online kind of tells you how to order it
mm-hmm.
or helps you with how to order it. So I feel like a lot of people just order it wrong. But the other thing is the steak on their steak and cheese is not like how our carryouts kind of give us like steak 'em.
Yeah.
It's like steak slice.
Like, okay.
Yeah, this shit was fire. Messy was as hell, too. Yeah.
It was worth it.
The only thing that threw me off was they put the peppers all out in the air.
Yeah.
And all the other condiments.
What you mean?
Like actual peppers.
So, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the condiment stand is
on the outside.
Because it's kind of like the building is kind of like a Checkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't really go inside. So the condiments are like behind you, on like a separate little.
And cart. You just get it yourself.
Yeah.
That's
like some random dude just walked by and picked up a pepper.
Yeah, we wasn't fucking with
like,
that.
Like nigga ain't even had no sandwich. He just picked up a pepper.
Yeah.
So I was just like.
They just feeding homeless people now.
Like, I did want to put ketchup on my fries, but fuck it.
They don't give you enough fries, but you don't need more fries.
My fries was They don't cut your sandwich either.
No.
So what kind of fries? You know, like
they
the
got
typical
cheese fries. They got typical fries. It's cool. Like the fries are just like.
No, I'm saying like you know how Five Guys fries is like those.
It ain't like that.
Okay, it's just regular. Cup,
it's just regular fries.
Okay, yeah.
It's cool. I mean, and then like you have to pay for that separately. So you buy your cheesesteak
because usually
you go
they
to the
be
next
so.
To do fries.
Like we went early. I didn't like if we would have known they were 24 hours, we would have went there yesterday.
Right,
like the day before.
Yeah,
but.
Damn, cheesesteak place 24 hours?
Yeah.
Man, that shit, it was a bunch of stuff. It was like the Godfather's, another little food network place was around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I would have went there and got a cannoli.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I ain't never had a cannoli before.
It was, like, as soon as we ordered I think one person ordered before us, then we ordered, and then it ended up being, like, what, the guy with all the football players, the other guy with all the Muslim guys that was trying to find out if the steak was halal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What we did wrong was we should have just bought one steak and split it.
And then
went
to
Gino's
to compare.
Right.
But.
Yeah, y'all took the whole sub. Huh?
Oh, yeah. We were hungry as shit.
But the thing is, like, everybody that I know that went to Gino's.
Don't like it.
Be like, yeah, Gino's, like,
is that
nasty.
Is that the one where it's like Cheese Whiz?
I mean, they use Cheese Whiz too.
Yeah,
but
Cheese Whiz, yeah. That
like,
shit. sets it off though.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to put like, you know how you get steak and cheese, but you still got to put like ketchup and mustard. Yeah. You ain't got to put nothing on it. Eat it straight like that, and it's not dry. Like, you know how if you eat a sandwich and you don't put no condiments on it, that you still got to drink shit because your mouth dry. No.
They don't have no chicken.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They got chicken.
I might have to check that out next time.
But yeah.
Next time you going to Philly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking when the next time.
Whenever
you
y'all go, shit.
Nigga, you ain't about to go.
Yeah, you right.
After the baby.
Yeah.
Nah, we going to Miami.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Philly is a hop, skip, and a jump. So yeah.
Even though after we left, when we left, I literally, because I was so far ahead of him because the way his GPS took him and the way my GPS took me, I went through the tolls. So I was ahead. I was falling asleep. So I pulled over to the rest stop. I was tired, nigga. It was Monday. I worked till like 2:30 on Sunday night. I was exhausted.
Right.
So I go to the rest stop. I take like a 15-20 minute nap. He called me. He just passed me.
Damn.
Didn't even know he just passed me. So I was like,
I'm about to pull over because I got a piss.
we pull over to Royal Farms and we're the only black people there.
Exactly. Oh, culture. God. Like, it shows how much, like I've been seeing it on, like, Twitter and Facebook, people posting about how PG County kind of
is in a bubble.
Yeah, it kind of, like, fucks over black people sometimes because when you go other places, like, you're
now
so used to being around so many black people in different positions of power and everything.
Then you
so
go
when
outside.
You go other when you go other places, I'm like, holy shit.
We the only ones.
Like, literally, like, when he was already there. When I pulled up, I was like, oh shit, it's white people. I was like, why did he park there?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like the, you know, the quote unquote cool white people.
Nah.
Where's a cool white person?
Let's not even get into
I'm just saying.
You gotta make it sense to me.
It seemed like you can.
You're a suburban.
Yeah, suburban, urban type of white person.
Well, I would say this.
We don't know because we didn't talk to them.
No, but from
a couple
the optics,
of the ones
what
that I saw,
like,
they don't look like the ones that you'll see walking dogs and jogging and shit. They look more like
there's more country on that side.
Yeah. They look like, you know, big guns shooting in my backyard with my pickup truck.
And I had one question. Why the fuck is Delaware a state?
That's like a county.
It really is.
Like, literally, they, so that I would avoid the tolls, it sent me through Delaware, and it only added 20 minutes to my... It only added 20 minutes to my...
I'm like, that shit might as well be Delaware County in Maryland, because that shit is fucking
tiny. It's right
tiny.
There on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit is tiny.
They most definitely, that joint only had 20 minutes to my ride.
I was in and out of there in 45 minutes.
And there was no traffic. So I made that 20 minutes up.
For real. But yeah.
So what y'all think about Philly? Like, overall.
Philly ghetto is shit. It's like cleaner Baltimore.
Wow.
To me. Certain parts. Like Baltimore is fucked up because, like, the mentality in the city is just fucked up. Philly looks like. I'll take it back. It looks more like a lower rent version of London, because they have like their houses look like flats, and you know what I'm saying. They got the circle and all that stuff. Like, that's what it looked like to me. It's nice. I love to go back. I've never had a bad experience.
Right.
Like, I kind of feel like it's one of those things where, in certain areas, they're trying to kind of keep it historic.
Yeah.
But with the way people are, like, that shit ain't gonna work. Like, these little ass streets that you have horse and buggies on can't
it's gonna
take
fuck up
all
these tires,
fucking
man.
Cars. Yeah. And then the other thing that I kind of noticed was, like, the area that we was in, it was almost like they gentrified it without gentrifying it. Like,
what you mean?
Like, when they gentrify DC, they redo all the buildings,
all
do
the
construction,
all
that. They just turn shit that used to be houses into, like, apartments and stores and shit like that. Like, one of the places was like a fucking a veterinarian hospital.
Oh, so they didn't even knock down the buildings.
They
just, converted it.
Nah,
to,
yeah,
like,
but they are doing a bunch of construction. There's a lot of, like, construction sites I've seen. So I mean, I'm interested to see what it looks like. Sometimes remodeling and knocking down old shit is not a bad thing. It just, you know, brings white people.
Yeah. But
outside of that, it's like sometimes neighborhoods need to be updated. Like, you can't just keep living in this house that was built in 1952.
Right.
Like, come on now. Like,
that shit, yeah. It just, like, I mean, some of the stuff too, cause like, even where we were staying, underneath it was like a hair salon, but it was one of those, like, Zoolander.
It was definitely a Zoolander joint, Paul Mitchell.
Like, it was,
and it was a one white dude, and he's just staring at us at the window. I'm like, if you don't stop staring at me. Oh, remember I dropped my fucking Cash App card. Didn't know I dropped it. We come back from the bar, and it was still on the ground.
Wow.
That was like hours later. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't no money in there.
But it was like, it was nobody outside, nothing though. So it was just like.
So random. It's like the city didn't even come alive when we left the Airbnb.
Oh, so y'all had a like, not a stereotypical Philly night.
No, I mean, we had a night that we would normally have.
Right.
For us.
Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like nothing extravagant. Right. Yeah, we wasn't trying to party or nothing like that.
We weren't even dressed to party. We literally wore fucking, he had on his, the outfit he had on when we recorded earlier.
Yeah.
And I had on the same outfit too.
Okay.
Like, wasn't there to party.
Just to explore.
Yeah. So, fuck, you know. That's what we do.
Yeah. So.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, my mom talked bad about me because I bought keychains.
Yeah, you're a bad one.
It's a whole other state.
Yeah, the tourist.
This nigga did. Like, I'm looking at the nigga while I'm in the car. I'm like, this nigga is buying shit from this one stand.
He got himself a snow globe, huh?
I don't care. Look, whenever I go somewhere, I always bring something back.
I don't like.
That's smart, though. I like that. That's smart.
I don't like being a tourist. I don't like doing tourist shit.
Nah, but that's smart. Like, you just memories. Like, okay, I was here. Let me go ahead. Then whenever it just pops up wherever you are, like, oh, I remember I was here, blah, blah, blah. It just brought you back.
I mean, I have, like, stuff.
That's just what, and I feel like I'm about to start. Like, I've done it. I've just started. So, like, when I went to, like, I basically started a couple of years ago when my job was sending me to different cities to help work in other warehouses. I was bringing shit back. And so, like, now whenever I go somewhere, I make sure I bring something back.
I only do it if somebody asks me. For me, I don't really care to be like, if I wasn't with Meech, I probably wouldn't have seen the love part.
You wouldn't have went.
No, because I would have just been trying to find like obscure places.
Nah,
that's just how I like. Like, that's how I roll. Like, when I go to New York, I just go somewhere. I get off on the train station and I walk around and explore. Because I don't care to see stuff like that, because that's just how I am.
Yeah, but what I've learned about myself from not only just like this trip, but I think I have like I've always had an interest in architecture. So like going to different cities and like seeing the buildings, I kind of enjoy it.
I mean, but I would do that. That's something I would do too. I just like, I try to avoid the super populated places. Look, granted, we're in the pandemic still, so not many people are out. But could you imagine how that place would have looked like before the pandemic?
I mean, same could be said, like, you know, in D.C.
I don't go to the Smithsonian. Like, I don't. I do not. I avoid that shit with all I can. That's why I don't go to the museums, because it just be too many fucking people. Like, you don't, like, sometimes the city's kinks aren't the stuff that everybody knows. You find the little shit, like this little store that nobody probably ever even really goes to outside of the locals.
Yeah, I feel you on that one, because, like, I like to do both. Like, I do like to go places where, like, someone else stays, and they could just take me through, like, the not so touristy shit, but also you get like that authentic experience from like movies and things like that. So,
I mean, like, when I went to Miami, the worst part of my whole trip was the beach. I don't like the beach.
Oh no,
that's not really, that should not be considered Miami. Like South Beach, that should not be considered.
But
Miami.
Like Wynwood was fire,
because that's the tourist spot.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I enjoyed
like Wynwood. Like that area, I guess, maybe considered Miami. like other than that, but the South Beach should not be, because like everybody goes there.
Yeah, but
everybody goes
there. That's the part of the tourist thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wanted to go there. Like when I went to Harlem, I had to see the Apollo, but to see like the other little statues and stuff that like sprinkled around the city in Harlem was actually more fun than actually seeing the Apollo. Apollo was like, wow, this is the Apollo. But like after that, I'm like, okay, what else is there? Okay, I see this, I see that.
You know what I'm saying? So you think just because we lived in this area forever, we take it for granted the spots that's considered touristy, like Howard Theater.
Howard Theater's, it's not just a tourist joint. That joint is like a historic building.
No, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like we're taking it for granted, but for someone outside coming in, like, oh.
Yeah. Everybody just, loves Howard Theater. Mm-hmm. The Apollo.
Same as Ben's Chili Bowl. You was like, nah, fuck that place. But that's.
I see it every fucking weekend.
Exactly.
I was about to say, like.
But exactly, like, I've never seen the White House.
Huh?
I've never seen the White House.
Me neither.
I have. Like, all
I've never
like,
seen the Lincoln.
From,
I've seen the Lincoln Memorial from afar. I've never been up there.
You never been up close?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I've done that before. Like, because even, like, sometimes it's kind of a nice thing to be a tourist in your own city.
Mm, yeah.
So I've gone to all the monuments. But.
The only monument I really enjoyed going to was the Martin Luther King.
I've been there once, and I shouldn't have been who I went with.
You went during the day?
No, it was nighttime. I shouldn't have been. Was the.
Okay, we know where we're going.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, to me, like, I respect it, but I don't really like it.
The statue? Why not?
Because it's just like the area around it,
mm-hmm.
like it's not really that much space. You can't really get good pictures because everybody's like crammed so close to it.
That's why you don't go during the day. It's always
even at nighttime,
night.
It's always people there.
When I went there at night, it wasn't that many people.
Like, it's always people there.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else? And like I said, it's kind of like they just, we'll just put it right here.
I mean, it's not that many more spaces out there.
That's true. I do want to check out the African American Museum.
I haven't been either.
Yeah, I haven't been. I drove past it plenty of times.
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go, then something came up and I had to leave.
Mm.
So, like, I want to go, but I don't know if I'm ready for that kind of trauma at the beginning, because the way they start you off at is like, oh, God.
Yeah, I get that. That's my main thing, too. Mm-hmm. Cause I went to like the Black and Wax Museum in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
They took us there when I was in the fifth grade, and that shit was the most traumatic experience of my life. And I've never wanted to go back to another like
little wax museum,
or like African American History Museum.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like it was just real. That shit was
back
traumatic.
The ESPN Zone.
Facts. Bring that shit back.
Yeah.
Because these Dave and Buster's is whack.
Big facts.
What else we got?
I guess we need a question.
Hey, I don't got a question.
What's the best city you ever visited?
In the U.S. or?
In general.
Anywhere.
He gonna say Dubai, but I know.
I've been there, but it's very.
The doobies.
Yeah, very, like, where I was at. It's very touristy. We went to the little, I guess, market or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was cool. I like their little shawarma. I was introduced to shawarma. That shit was very good.
What the fuck is shawarma?
I had chicken, but I think it's like.
Is it the way that they cook it? Or
Yeah. The way
like,
they cook it.
It just like keeps going around.
Keeps
they just
going
cut
around
it off.
And they
the
just
little
cut
drink,
it off right there. And then, you know, I guess the pita bread was so good. Like, it felt authentic. So I guess I'm going to say. And then. The little market area, that's when me and Glenn had our U-Blow watches.
True.
But, you know what I mean? It's the market watches.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Middle of the mall joint.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, God. It said it's U-Blow, but you know what I mean? It ain't U-Blow.
it's
like a bazaar. Was it like a bazaar?
Yeah, bazaar.
Yeah, okay.
So you get all the smells and sounds of the country. And, oh, God. It was cool.
Third world country smell.
God.
Yeah, but it was very hot, I could say. Like, you know, when you compare it to even the Philippines, like, yeah. It's hot as desert. Fuck.
It's
hot
a desert.
As fuck. So,
dry heat.
Yeah, out of all the cities, that one's interesting, I would say. Because, you know, when I go to Philippines, I go home, I go to the capital.
Mm-hmm.
That's the capital. They speak English. So, like, okay, kind of reminds me of America.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Dubai would probably be the best one I've seen so far.
What about you, fam?
I would say, I would probably say when I went to Grand Bahama Island. Cause like, ooh. I mean, me personally, I'm.
Where the fuck is that?
Right, where's that?
The Bahamas.
Oh.
He said
Grand Bahama Island.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I didn't do good in geography.
But, yeah, like, me, I enjoy the beach and the water. So, like, I get what y'all was saying about, like, South Beach being, like, touristy.
Yeah.
But I go just for the beach because they're, like, the water is clear, yeah. And shit like that. So, I don't really, like, I don't care for partying all that much. Like, so, I mean, it's some decent restaurants in the area and the beach. So, Grand Bahama Island, it was a nice little beach. And then seeing, you know, like getting the whole tour because it was a long ride to the beach. And like the guy was just telling us like everything because it was right after, I want to say we went like right after Hurricane Sandy. So it was kind of like down bad at the moment,
mm-hmm.
But it was a nice experience. They was like, the hustlers was on the beach with the coconuts, like cracking coconuts, making alcoholic drinks in the joints.
So you've had authentic coconuts.
Yes.
What'd you think? You like it?
It's disgusting.
What? Fuck you.
Coconuts trash.
You don't authentic.
Fuck
you,
both
I'm not
of y'all.
Listening to a nigga that don't eat beef. Talking about some goddamn coconut good.
Authentic you coconut first, water?
Your taste buds all fucked up,
nah,
man.
Authentic
tropical.
Coconut water.
You should know. You part tropical, too.
I'm from the equator, fam.
Exactly.
And no, I don't like that shit. That shit's nasty.
Oh, my God.
That, yeah, that authentic, like, because I tasted, like, so they wasn't even giving you, like, maybe the difference could be that they didn't let the coconut, like, fully ripen or anything.
That's probably
because
what it was.
They're just pouring out the water to put just to serve you the alcohol in the coconut.
Yeah.
So
they didn't give you the right one.
Yeah. So when I tasted that water, I was like, oh, what the fuck? This tastes like water that somebody swished around in their mouth already. Oh, what the fuck is this?
Coconut water is like one of the worst things I've ever tasted.
Coconut water is life.
Yeah, that's because you're weird.
Which coconut water you be drinking, though?
The real one. What are you talking about?
Which one is the real one?
When I go home, they crack open a coconut,
okay.
And I drink it straight out the coconut.
Oh, okay. You like drinking white?
Yeah, white water all in my mouth.
See, yeah, this water wasn't even, like, this shit was just, that shit was still clear. When they gave me that coconut water, they gave me, I said, what the fuck?
They gave you water, son.
Exactly. Gave you water with a hit.
I said, this tastes nothing like the coconut juice I get from the fucking beef patty spot.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Where's the fucking white and green can coconut juice at? That should be good as fuck.
All right, what about you?
So I'm the least traveled member of our group.
Okay.
I can remember coming to the U.S., got a glimpse of France, Paris.
Damn.
That was fire. But I was like six.
The least traveled.
Least travel. You over
no,
there
well,
fucking...
the journey, the most traveling I've ever done was coming to the United States.
All right.
Outside of that, I haven't really traveled much. So I remember Paris, but not very like much of Paris. I just remember looking at the buildings look nice. But for me, because I've been there probably the most times anywhere else, I kind of like New York because of the vibe. Because it always feels like something's happening. And, you know, people are busy, people are rude, but it's like, it's cool. And then
it's
they have
like,
the buildings.
Yeah.
It's like, you just get excited when you get there. When I first got there, I didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because Rich took us to Manhattan. Which
yeah,
was a mistake.
That's right.
But ever since then, I've not actually been in Manhattan unless I was getting on the bus. Mm-hmm. So I've been exploring the city, and it's fire, except for Bronx. Bronx is fucked up.
I'm not going there.
Bronx is like, they're Baltimore. Oh,
God. But you're going to have some people from Baltimore ready to fucking kill us. But,
I just came from Baltimore. Fuck them.
I know a lot of cool people from Baltimore and in Baltimore. But
So do I.
I don't know. Like, that's one thing that I don't really care for about New York is the rudeness.
But that's everywhere.
That's
though,
their man. Charm.
But yeah. I mean, but like, I feel like yesterday when it came to like how they call Philadelphia the city of brotherly love, like,
you ain't getting no love.
I felt like we did though.
Oh,
like,
they got a whole bunch of love.
Like, yeah,
I feel like they don't love each other, but they love people from the outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And like I said, at first when we was in the carryout order of food and the guys came in there, we was like, all right, we gotta be ready for whatever.
Our DC, our DMV side kind of crept in, was like kind of reserved, trying to figure out what the fuck was up.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the dude was like funny, it just let our guards down, and we was kind of like, oh yeah, this is all right, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like at first I went full Batman mode and was just like, all right, so he didn't come all the way in, he's blocking the door, he's over there ordering.
Full Batman
but,
mode.
Yeah, so,
oh no, you gotta prepare.
No bullshit. Yeah. I was like, all right, so I might have to give this nigga one of the
this was gonna happen.
He was gonna
kick the nigga at the door, and I was gonna body slam the nigga that walked in.
Exactly.
And everything was gonna go down.
And we didn't even discuss this, but that's what I was about to say. I was most definitely about to Shawn Michaels that nigga through that door. But we probably would have just been a little fucked up because they had more people outside that we didn't know.
No, it would have been slam, bam, and run the fuck out of there.
Oh, man.
But after a while, it was just like, he's just doing him. Like, he's just fucking intoxicated and he's fucking hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've had many a nights that we got fucked up and went to IHOP and people probably that's was true. Like, these motherfuckers
right.
dead.
He's fucking
and we ain't bothering nobody. We just fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got, man? Think that was it?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. Be on the lookout for the 50th episode. Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah, it is after this one.
It's after this one. That's our...
very special.
Yeah. Super special.
Super. Oh, it was, it's a great episode.
The Minority Mind Big Break episode.
Mm. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Tune in for that one.
If it's not, I quit. I'm not going to keep doing this shit. Like, y'all.
I fired you once before.
Exactly.
You get fired like Maul and Rory.
Oh, shit.
Get fired, and when I come to pick up my last check, they're like, man, clock him. Come on. Somebody called out. Hey, put your shit on. You got your shirt?
Oh, shit. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Till next time.
Go.
We out.
Minority Minds is brought to you in part by First Class Auto Care.
Minority Minds Podcast.